I'm recording this looking out over a beautiful pink sunset, and I just wanted to record this episode talking about where this podcast has been, where it's going, where I've been, where I'm going. I just came back from swimming, which had always been one of my favorite activities, but something that I neglected to do over the past 5 or so years now since I left high school and went away to university and then grad school and everything. I'm finding I'm at a point in my life where I'm kind of really reconnecting with my purpose, with how everything in my life fits together and also fits into the larger puzzle that is life. And I thought, I just felt this bug of inspiration, so I thought I would come here and chat with you all. So let's talk a bit about where we came from. This podcast, I think if you go back and look at the very first episode, what it was the Positivity Boss podcast, first of all. And it was a way for me to share all my personal development resources and tips and topics and talk about goal setting and friendships and mindset, which is what the Positivity Boss had always been about. And then it was all solo episodes. And then we got into around June or so where I realized, wow, podcasting is such a powerful networking tool. And at this point, I was fully devoted to making the Positivity Boss a mindset coaching business. And the people that I wanted to work with were young women. And that's what the whole messaging was about. And here I was trying to target these young women, help them fix their mindset, get their mind right so they can get the rest of their life in the best shape possible. And it ended up being me interviewing these young people, which I thought were really successful. And then we kind of moved into like entrepreneurship. And then we rebranded as the Young and Ambitious podcast. And when we did that, people suddenly felt more connected with the podcast. It was like I just saw this huge surge in growth since that kind of rebranding, which I just kind of randomly felt called to do in June. And this was a point in my life where I was working full-time, and I would spend every weekend, morning to night, Saturday and Sunday, working on the Positivity Boss. I was creating courses. I was doing so many YouTube videos. I was really turning that thing into a business and kind of planning everything. And all around, again, helping young people. And then kind of around August, I started getting a lot of momentum in terms of high ticket sales, which I was kind of also doing at the same time. And then to a lot of people, it seemed like, oh, I just randomly started doing high ticket sales. But the reality was, it just started to pick up, and I started selling a lot, and I started really getting my mind focused on that. So then the Positivity Boss and the podcast itself kind of took a back seat to my high-ticket sales stuff. And then the high-ticket sales stuff started growing so quickly that that in itself became a business, and in itself now has its own podcast, Coaches Close Clients, and all the high-ticket sales stuff turned into its own sales agency. And that is how that kind of happened. And this was kind of over in October, November, when all of that started to pick up and we started getting clients and it was turning into a real thing. Whereas Positivity Boss was just kind of, you know, existing and helping people through inspiration. But I never really pushed myself to like put the program out there. I was like so nervous. I was like, well, no one wants to buy this. I had to fix my own mindset around that. So the Positivity Boss kind of had to take a backseat so I could focus all my time and energy on high ticket sales. And then at the same time, I started feeling really called to share more of my message around veganism and the vegan movement and helping people live healthier, happier lives and transition to veganism. So that became its own thing as well. And that is where the Value Vegan podcast sits right now. So here we are now in 2019. I've got the sales agency. I mean, I'm kind of trying to think about, you know, where does this podcast fit and where does the Policy Boss go from here? And actually what I've decided is that the Positivity Boss is going to become a mindset coaching business as it's always been. But instead of targeting young people, I'm going to focus on new entrepreneurs in general. So these can be, you know, more established people, probably in their late 20s, 30s, or even 40s. People that are just kind of starting out and need to get their mindset right so they can actually start a successful business. And the reason that I want to help people with this is that in order for my sales agency to really take off, I had to make a lot of mindset shifts that I had not made for the Positivity Boss, for example, for that to really happen. And so that is what is happening with that. So then I was like, well, it doesn't really make sense for that business to be connected to the Young and Ambitious podcast, because this podcast has now morphed into a platform for young entrepreneurs and leaders to share their message, which is really exciting. And I want to keep that going because I have really cool young people reaching out to me all the time. And there's this whole part of my heart, guys, which just longs to work with young people. A lot of people tell me I'd be a good like elementary school teacher because I just love that stuff. I just love kind of mentoring people and working, and especially kind of young people, because I could see myself in their shoes so easily. And I feel like, I mean, that's where my entrepreneurship story kind of started. And if you want, now we can kind of go into that, because I feel like a lot of people don't really know me. I mean, they know some things. Maybe they came into my life in 2016, 2017. They saw one version of who I was. Or maybe they came into my life in like 2012, and that was a whole different Nika in itself. So I guess this is a good time, now that we did like a little where we've been, where we're going for the podcast, I'm going to talk a bit about myself. And I don't know if this will be helpful to some of you, but it'll give you some context. So Nika's little entrepreneurship story. So I think that my entrepreneurship story first began when I was 8 years old. So what year would that have been? That would have been 2004. And I had these little Tamagotchi toys, right? They were these little pets that you raised. And what I did was I actually created like this community for people to come and talk about their Tamagotchis and to kind of share, you know, their resources and tips about how they were growing them and what they were doing, and to share like hacks and stuff. And then I also started a YouTube channel at the same time. And the YouTube channel came a bit later. It came actually when YouTube first started out back in like 2006. And I was growing that. And me, like as an 8-year-old, 9-year-old, I was like sitting behind a big desktop, like my dad's old desktop computer. And I'd go online and I'd find all these HTML codes. And like I was basically like building this little forum for Tamagotchis. Anyway, so that's kind of where it all began. But I mean, I wasn't selling anything, but I was kind of bringing these ideas to life. And then that was kind of like the very early stages. And the YouTube channel was like all sorts of things. It was like Tamagotchis. I was taking videos of my rabbit. I was taking videos of dogs that I would like dog sit for people. I was so into it. And it got to a point where actually one of the Tamagotchi videos got like 80,000 views, and that was crazy. And my parents were like, what? And then Bandai reached out to me, the creator of Tamagotchi. They were like, hey, like, we want to send you some sponsored Tamagotchis. My parents were like, what? Like, this is so weird. I don't want to hate on my parents, though. I'm going to be real. My parents were nice. I know those of you that know me, they know that my parents are not really into entrepreneurship, so they're not like super down for all this stuff. But they were loving. Okay, don't worry about that. So then after the whole Tamagotchi fiasco, I didn't really touch entrepreneurship because my parents were like, all right, you need to get into a good high school. And literally at the time, we had to like apply to get into this high school because it had the pre-IB program and it was like super competitive. So my dad would like wake me up early in the morning and we'd do like math together. And like, I was like super academically motivated, and that kind of continued all throughout high school until I moved to Vancouver when I was 16 in 2012. And then what happened was I ended up going to this conference called the IB World Student Conference, and their whole theme was sustainability. And then we like created this project where we created this like awareness campaign around like saving the planet. And at this time, like, I already knew my love in life was like geography and like human geography, and like I was learning all about climate change and getting like so revved up about it. And so me and a couple of friends there, we started this nonprofit. And the nonprofit was literally called SWAG. I'm not kidding, guys. Students Working in Alliance for Green. And and what it was we would host these conferences across high schools, and we'd bring people together and talk about like different ways to move environmentally friendly projects forward in our schools and our communities. And this is when I also really got into public speaking. So I was doing debate, I was doing Model UN. I knew that I wanted to be a big speaker one day, speak on stages, really just inspire people. And that's just what I loved. And I was also really getting into like writing and poetry, and I've always really been into that. So that's when this kind of stuff started to pick up for me. And I ran that nonprofit for a couple years, and then I moved on to university, and then the nonprofit kind of died. But before it died, we held conferences. We held a one-day conference in Toronto, Vancouver, and Calgary, all in the same day. And I also was like creating internship programs for people to come work at the nonprofit. Like, it was a huge thing when I was 18, and it really took off. And so that was like the first time I really managed something like that. So then I got to university, and then I kind of left everything behind. I was like, okay, I need to go to university. I need to be like super cool and popular, and I need to be in student government, and I need to like join a sorority. And I got like super distracted in first year, like joining 10 billion clubs. And then in second year, I was like, you know what? None of these clubs have given me like a good community of friends. So I'm going to like, and then I found this club that my friend was in at the University of Pennsylvania called Alpha Phi Omega, which is a leadership and service fraternity. And I ended up starting the first Canadian chapter of that. So literally like bringing people together, being like, hey guys, like, want to start this club. It took almost a whole year, and we finally did it, because we had to do 12 service projects. We had to do all these things to make it happen. And that was kind of like my first experience really managing a team and trying to get everyone on board to like work together towards something. So a lot of ways like giving me skills towards entrepreneurship. And then at this point, I was like totally sure that I loved international relations and international development. And so I went into that major, and I was doing a bunch of stuff around that. I went to China to study there for a while. I did a whole bunch of internships at different international development nonprofits. Then I graduated UBC, and I like wasn't really feeling well when I graduated. So I kind of rushed through UBC because I graduated in 3 years because I had the IB credits. And I, you know, I graduated and I was like, oh my God, like, I feel like I'm just running around. Like, what am I doing with my life? And this is when I got really back into personal development stuff. And I had always loved personal development, but I like just left it behind when I went off to university. Actually, the first time I got exposed to personal development was when I was 11 or 12, and my dad got this copy of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People from like the public library. And we would listen to that in the car going to like scouts meetings, which we went to together. And I was like, wow, I love personal development. And I started goal setting back in 2009 when my goals were like, be the best, be the smartest person in grade 7. Like, I literally set goals like that, guys. So I always loved personal development. And I actually had this binder where I kept all my goals, all my plans for taking over the world, and all of the things I loved with personal growth in this one binder. Anyway, so then I graduated and I got back into personal development, and then I also started getting more into business because I was like, all right, look, I have this leadership ability, like I've done all this nonprofit work. And at the same time, I was trying to grow Alpha Phi Omega across different schools in Canada. I was trying to bring that everywhere. And so I delved into business. So I started learning how to publish books and sell them. So I actually published this book with my friend called International Relations for Young World Changers, Gen Z's Guide to International Relations, which then got renamed to Careers in International Relations. So published a book, was super fun. Then I was like, all right, I'm going to come up with like different things to do. So then I started looking into drop shipping. So then I was like, I created a whole like shop, and I was doing that for a while. And I was like, this isn't really what I like want to do long term. And you need a lot of upfront capital. And then finally, in January of 2018, I came across high ticket sales. And that's when I learned, oh, wow, like high ticket sales, coaching, like this is like a real thing. And this is what people can do in the world. So then I was like, wow, like look at that. That is so cool. It combines my love of helping people with like leadership and like creating a brand. And I was like, I love this so much. So that is how it all happened, guys. And that is why the Positivity Boss existed. And that is how all of that happened. And then I realized, okay. And then I started working for two different people in their sales, as a sales rep for them. And I was like, wow, I love connecting with people and doing this. So I am going to stick with that. And that's how my sales agency grew and eventually became successful. So it's been a long, winding journey from where that little girl sitting in front of the big desktop back in 2006 creating websites about Tamagotchis has now become this like young woman, I guess, 22, running a sales agency and a vegan coaching business and running a couple podcasts. So that is my life story, and that is the life story of this podcast. And I guess I just wanted to share that with you guys and share like the origin story, I guess, and also like where we're going with all of this and like why it exists. So where am I going in 2019? Well, growing and scaling the sales agency, that it has a lot of positive momentum right now, so it's super exciting time for it. Getting a lot of good feedback from the clients that we work with, and you know, the vegan coaching and the mindset coaching with the Positivity Boss, like that's going to kind of continue. And this podcast, like it's gonna keep happening. Like I'm gonna keep interviewing some really awesome people, learning about them, learning about their journey, learning about kind of the mindset obstacles they faced along the way. And I think, you know what, it'll still be really relevant to the Positivity Boss coaching business. So that is where everything kind of fits together. Yeah, I love you guys. I know a couple of people like actually really listen to this podcast and message me, and they're like, hey Nika, like this is a good podcast. So you know, I really appreciate you. And I hope I can teach you something. And I mean, yeah, feel free to reach out to me. And I'm really passionate about working with you guys and learning about you all. And let me know like what you enjoy about this podcast, why you listen to it, what you want to see in the future. And I would love to provide that for you. So thanks for listening to this episode. I know it's like a long rambling thing, but I hope it gives you kind of like a deeper sense of who I am and where we've come from and where we're going and what is happening in 2019. I have a really good feeling about this year. I have a good feeling about this year in terms of like my own growth, but also where the world is heading. I'm excited to see what happens this year and you know, where the world ends up. As you know, like I love international relations and development, that's just not something that's going to go away. So I'm going to kind of keep thinking about that and talking about that. If you're into that too, you can check out my 7 trillion podcast. I'm actually thinking of writing a book on like innovative ways to solve international development problems, because that gets me so excited, and that's like what I love deep down too. So sorry, I was just trying to say, yeah, thanks for listening, and I have a good feeling about this year, and I wish you all the best with everything, and thank you for being a part of this audience, and have the most incredible day. I'm sending you so much love and positivity, and yeah, thank you. Okay, bye.